Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program, Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the keys of life that we have been dealing with is children. One of the rights that we have to give to our children is that we need to have love and mercy and compassion towards them, which sadly a lot of people are lacking these days. So we do need to give a lot of love and affection to our children. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Man qabbala waladahu kataballahu azza wa jallahu hasana." Whoever kisses his child, Allah would give him a deed. And he also says, "Akthuru min qubalati awladikum fa innahu lakum bi kulli qublatin darajatun fi al-jannah masiratu 500 aam." Just do kiss your children as much as you can. For each kiss, you'll get a deed, and between each deed and a deed, a walking distance of 500 years. That's a lot of distance. And if I give my child 1,000 kisses in his lifetime, then that's going to be a lot of kilometers. So you can see that the immense reward that Allah gives when parents show affection towards their children, because this affection itself, it will nurture the child in a better way. If the child becomes good behaved, mannered, religious, well-nurtured child, he will pass this experience to his children. He will become a productive member of society. So don't, you know, underestimate the power of affection that you give to your child. The Ibn Mas'ud, he says, "كنت عند النبي," I was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, "إذ دخل الحسين ابن علي سلام الله عليه." So Imam Hussein came inside. فَأَخَذَهُ النَّبِي وَقَبَّلَهُ. The Prophet, he took him and he kissed him. Oh Allah, I bear witness that I love him. And love whoever loves him. Hussein alayhi salam. So you can see that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he first and foremost, before anyone else, he was very affectionate towards his own children, towards Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. To the extent that it was narrated that when Imam Hussein would cry when he was a baby, that the Prophet would go to Fatima Tazar and say, "Please stop him from crying because I can't handle hearing him cry." Obviously not out of annoyance, but out of love. And he, you know, he would always carry them on his back. He would always kiss them and he would always show so much affection that people say, "Ya Rasulullah, why do you do this to them?" And he's like, "Why shouldn't I? They are my kids." A man came to the Prophet and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have like 9 kids and I have never kissed any of them." And the Prophet says to him, "Because you have no mercy left in your heart. Your heart is so dead. There's nothing there." And the Prophet says to him, "Leave me alone, go away. Is a person like you, I don't want to even talk to them." So when it comes to the children, when it comes to the affection, we have to show the outmost affection towards our children so they can feel good themselves. And obviously such action itself brings a lot of reward. Let us take a break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree,
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So the Prophet would kiss al-Hasan al-Husayn, and he would show affection. And when a person came to him, he said to him, I had 10 children and I did not kiss one of them. The Prophet said to him, Man la yarhamu la yarham. He who does not give care or love to others will not be given care or love either. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adil. He says, show love, I show you love. Show care, I show you care. Do the opposite, I do the opposite. And in another narration says the Prophet actually got angry. He changed colors when the man said to him, I have not kissed my children and I have 10 of them. He changed colors to the extent this color became like shiny, reflective. Like when sometimes you have black and you have reflective black or red. He said this is how the extent of the anger of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, "In kana Allahu qad naza'a ar-rahmata min qalbik, fama asna'u bik." If Allah has taken mercy out of your heart, what am I going to do with you? Man lam yarham saghirana wa lam yu'azziz kabirana falaysa minna. Whoever does not show kindness and mercy towards our youngsters and respects our elders, then he is not from us Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again emphasizing on that fact, show mercy. And he said, akrimu awladakum wa ahsinu adabahum yughfar lakum. Take care of them, treat them nicely, honor them, show them affection, Allah will forgive you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَعَانَ وَلَدَهُ عَلَى بِرَّهِ. May Allah have mercy on he who supports his child and encourages his child to become a good child to him. And so the narrator says, وَقُلْتُ وَكَيْفَ يُعِينُهُ عَلَى بِرَّهِ. How does a father or a mother, you know, talk to their children, upbring their children in a way whether they become good to them, to their parents? He says, يَقْبَلُ مَيْسُورُهُ وَيَتَجَاوَزْ عَنْ مَعْسُورِهِ. It's like when he does something very little, we accept that and we encourage them. We give them so much gifts and so much compliments. We give them plenty and plenty of compliments for something small. When they do something big or something that is not, we don't like, we turn a blind eye. And you will see that the things that you turn a blind eye to are the ones when the children know that you know, but they can see that you're not talking to them about it. These are the ones which are more effective. The kids will not do again because they're like, okay, dad and mom know, but they haven't spoken to me about it. So obviously they're respecting me and they take that into a high regard. So this is something also need to be taken into consideration. And lastly, we will want to end the program with is treating our children fairly. We have to be fair between our children if we have more than one or two. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Sawu bayna awladikum fil atiyah." When if you want to give your children, make sure you give them the equal. Even when it comes to kissing them, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw one man kissing his children, he's kissing one and neglecting the other. He says, why do you do that? فهلا واسيت بينهما. Shouldn't you be equal to them? So always be just and fair to the children. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.